Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. I'm looking forward to another opportunity to share great truths with you from God's Word that are simple enough for you to put into operation so that God can become real in your life. The more tangible God is, the more real He is, the more your relationship will actually take off, and you'll see answers to your prayers will become normal. That's number two. And number three is that you'll be able to have testimonies to share with others. So as we get into the truth again about God's truth and God's word, let's remember that Jesus over in Matthew 11 and 27, he did make some statements there where he was trying to tell people in the Message Bible, it says, Jesus now resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping them to myself. I'm ready to go over them line by line with anyone willing to listen. And if we even stop right there, think of what Jesus is wanting to do. He's wanting to produce in every single one of us an intimacy with the Father God through Christ and the Holy Ghost that's just as real to us as it was to Jesus. Now, we'll share some of these things later, but over in John 17, that's the one thing Jesus prayed for, that we would know that we are in the Father and in Jesus, and they are in us in the same degree and under the same conditions that Jesus and the Father have that kind of relationship. So it's so important for us to open our hearts up to a greater experience with God. Now, for some of you think, well, brother, if you seek after experiences, you're going to get a devil. Hogwash on you to think that the devil is more powerful than the Holy Spirit. That if you desire to have a relationship with God that is not only from the Word of God, the information we learned from your prayer time, but also something that's extremely tangible and real to you, that you're going to get a devil. Well, you know, some of these kind of things are taught by people. And shame on them for discouraging people from the relationship with God that grows and matures until it's extremely tangible and there's all kinds of testimonies to share for this relationship. My wife and I just recently, on the 12th of July, we had our 30th wedding anniversary. And it's so wonderful to know that we love each other as much and more today than we ever did yesterday. We're not just surviving, we're enjoying our time with one another. And this is the one thing about a relationship that's true across the board, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a brother and sister, a father and parent, or whether it's a husband and wife. When the more time you have with that individual, the more shared experiences you have. And the shared experiences of life are the testimonies that we have that authenticate the relationship. Folks, if you have no testimonies of your relationship with Jesus Christ, somebody could actually give a real good argument to the fact that maybe you really don't know Him. I mean, just because you can spout off all the significant details of Napoleon Bonaparte's life that you studied in your history lessons doesn't mean you know him. You know some things about him. You may feel a little bit like you know him, but have you sat down and had breakfast with him? Have you gone on a long walk with him and talked and picked his brain, picked his mind to find? Listen, a relationship with God is hanging out with God. And that's what's available to us on this side of the covenant. We've been talking about a spirit-to-spirit relationship, that you are a spiritual being. And I want to go over to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. There's some different translations that I have here that are so wonderful and good, because we talked about being made in the image and likeness of God. And there's so much more to that subject that we're going to have to cover in the days and the sessions to come. But in Genesis 2, we know that God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living being. Well, the body was already prepared. So the body, you could say, would be the container where the real person actually lives. Excuse me again. And that's excuse me, that's why you could say, if you've ever seen someone that you knew that has gone on to be with the Lord, when they're in that casket, you're looking at just the container. You know they're not in there. Well, I don't mean to bring up that kind of a subject, but folks, it does illustrate very well that the body is just the container. The real person that animates the body is the spiritual part of you. Now, notice here in the Geddes translation, it says, God breathed into Adam's nostrils vital breath. Thus, man became a living person. What did he breathe into him? He breathed into him his spirit. Well, the Amplified said, God breathed into his nostrils the breath or the spirit of life. There it is right there. He breathed the spirit of life into man. That spiritual person in you is the one that actually contains the real life. And it's that energy and that life which actually quickens and makes alive your body. So the real person is the person on the inside. So if we spend all our time on the person on the outside, how advanced will we be spiritually? And the answer is not too much. Fenton's translation said, man became a life-containing soul. You know, we were in Dallas, Texas one time. Of course, we traveled a lot to Dallas because the girls were in volleyball and we were in Oklahoma during those years. And, you know, we were at this this high-rise hotel and we looked across the street and Aaron said, oh my goodness, there's one of my favorite stores. And I looked and looked and I thought, what store would be a favorite? And I'm not seeing anything that would have been a favorite. And I said, what store are you talking about? She said, right there. I said, the Container Store. She said, oh, I love the Container Store. Let's go to the Container Store. And I said, so what's in, it's a dumb question. What's in the Container Store? She said, containers. Well, I didn't want to go, but I did. And folks, that's it. I mean, it's just red ones, blue ones, green ones, a lot of different other color ones, big ones, short ones, skinny ones, fatter ones, deep ones, shallow ones, containers. That was it. She loves the store. Well, folks, our body is the container, and God, by his spirit in our spirit, lives in our bodies. Hallelujah. That's what God did with man. Man is not in the image of God alone because of his body. He's in the image of God because he's a spirit. This is really good. Great information. And as we go a little bit further, maybe I'll show you exactly, you know, what does a spirit look like? Is it just a wisp of wind? You know, there was a movie called Brave by Disney, and there were these little wisps. No, your spirit's not a little wisp. It's not just a fog. No, your spirit has form. And to the spiritual world, your spirit is more real and more tangible that world than your physical body is to this one. I know that's hard to actually wrap your brain around because we're so used to the fleshly world. But for a moment here, look at what took place with Moses and God when they were talking here. And Moses wanted to present himself before God, and God's trying to get Moses to walk with him and to deliver the children of Israel. And here we are. Moses asked God a question. It says, show me your glory. And before he actually said that, it says here, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest, God said to Moses when he said, show me your glory. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. So Moses was smart enough to know if the presence of God, the tangibility of God, didn't go with the children of Israel, they're not about to go on their own. He went on to say, for how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Now get ready for what's getting ready to happen here. So God and Moses have a relationship, and God's working with Moses. Moses is working with God, and they're partnering. Now, this is under the old covenant where Moses wasn't even born again. His spirit was not made perfect like we are today. How much more should we have this kind of relationship with God? And it goes on to say, and he said, please show me your glory. That's what Moses said. Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face. So wait a minute. God had a face. That's good. For no man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. So number one, God is movement. Number two, he has a face. Number three, he has a hand. Kind of sounds a little bit like he looks like us, what we think of our physical person, that it's very compatible. Then I will take away my hand and you shall see my back. Well, if he's got a back and he's walking, he's probably got legs. And my face shall not be seen. If he's got a hand, he's probably got arms. If he's got a back, he's got a chest, a front and a back. Put it all together. If God sits on the throne, well, there you go. In other words, a spiritual being has form. We're not just a little wisp of wind. God didn't just breathe air into the body of Adam. He breathed a spiritual entity into Adam called Adam. The body went by Adam because Adam was in the body. And my name is Jim, and my body goes by the name of Jim because Jim is in my body. And what's in my body is my spirit. And the more I am in contact with my spirit, the more I'm in contact with God. We're going to have to stop right here. I want to share a couple other things that are really, really important. Excuse me. But here's what I want to share with you today for our parting story. And that is about the real you, the real person that's in you. In other words, Jim is inside of my body. The Lord said to me the other day, and he's trying to always help me to advance. Do you know there's nothing about Christianity that stays still, that remains the same? If you're remaining the same, you're not progressing. So that says you're not going forward. Everything about tomorrow is going to be better than today. It's not about the crisis of life that comes. It's about your connection with God, because the connection with God is what removes the things that should not be there and literally enlists the blessings of God to be seen, to be experienced, to be felt, to be enjoyed. So the Lord said to me, he said, stop right now. He said, put your hands out. And he said, feel your spirit. Become aware of your spirit. And just for a moment, I'm going to do that. And the moment I do it, it's become so real to me now that it takes me literally a nanosecond. And I recognize something that's beyond my mind and something that's beyond my physical body. I'm very aware of my spirit, and my spirit is one with God. The Lord said, the more you'll do that, the more it'll become so normal for you to be conscious all day long of your spirit and me, that the inner working of my life inside of your life will start to become your life. Everything about our life, God would love to improve, to bless, to encourage, and then to vent himself through us until the world sees Jesus in you. If Jesus could tell the disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, then we should be able to say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Christ. If you want to go to the Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page, you can go there and follow us and find these videos. You can also go to YouTube channel, Adventures in Grace, and click submit. And you'll be able to to follow us or subscribe, you'll be able to follow us on a regular basis, and you'll be able to get all these videos that we've made. I think we're up into maybe around the 14 or 15 or 16 category at this point, but all of them are pointed toward the direction of you beginning to experience more of God. Right, quickly before we go, our time is up, but just close your eyes for a second and recognize the real you. And in the real you is Jesus. See you next time. God bless you.